Hello. You are listening to We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 114. Before we dive in, I want to take a moment to remind you that this podcast is part of a network of podcasts under the We Own This Town moniker. We're aiming to showcase compelling and interesting shows from Nashville creators of all kinds, regardless of the topic. Our latest show is This Is The Place, a brand new bar and restaurant podcast from Matt Meeks and Mickey Parks that explores the bar and restaurant scene in Nashville, Tennessee. Where you should go, what you should eat, where you should drink, what you should avoid, all that sort of stuff. Those come out every other Tuesday. So as you're listening to this, if it's a Monday, if you're on top of your game listening to these right when they come out, a new This Is The Place will come out tomorrow. And then 2 weeks from then, there'll be another one, and then another one, and hopefully just on and on forever, because the Nashville bar and restaurant scene is an endless void in which all topics could never be covered. Sort of like the Nashville music scene. There's just no way we could cover all the bands, and that's a really good thing. I found myself putting together this volume's installment of music and kind of hit a wall that there was just too much to feature, so I had to be a little selective, which was hard. It's hard to pick and choose a little bit, but you know, such is the cross that I must bear as the host of a music podcast. Woe is me, right? Anyway, for volume 114, we're going to try something a little different. Last episode was a little different in that I was flying by the seat of my pants and really had no clue what I was about to say before I said it, which was good and bad at the same time. So there'll be plenty of that this time around as well. But I'm going to try and change the pacing up a little bit on the show. Generally, when I make a playlist or a mixtape, if you will, I am an old man, so I still refer to mixtapes as if that has any sort of relevance. These days, let's just say as I'm making a Spotify playlist for the kids, I'm not an ageist, I don't mean to sound like one. Anyway, when I'm putting together a compilation of music, I generally start with the more rockin' tunes up front to really grab your attention and then slowly work my way into a gentler tone along the way. Maybe put in something in the middle that's a little gentler and then come back with something rocking, like chapter stops kind of thing. But this week, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to kind of reverse what I generally do, and we're going to start a little gentler, and then we're going to work our way up into a little more upbeat. That's not a perfect one-to-one description of what's about to go down, but it's a halfway decent description of the kind of pacing that we're looking at. So we're going to start with something a little softer, a little gentler. This is Doom Folk Starter Kit. And the song is called Christofferson/Starstuffs. I'm going to let it speak for itself, and then I'm going to tell you a lot of interesting information about it afterwards. So here's Doomfolk Starter Kit.
Your new song hung in the air because it was soft, and I had a starstruck baby made of only star stuffs. I was a cruel kid kicking a can, listening to Christofferson when he came upon me like a plague and got inside my head. What a rat, just kicking the ass, making a merry mess when I thought that I was at my end. Big black blur of a night before I came to, and you left the house somewhere around 9. I guess I missed you. You called my bluff and sent me away to get my head straight, and I called you almost every day to chase the fear away and to keep me on your mind all day.
Okay, that was Doom Folk Starter Kit with Christofferson / Starstuffs. That's a project of a man named David Swick. He's a prolific musician around town that typically works in like music installation pieces for art and film and dance and several other things. His website, davidswick.squarespace.com, linked in the show profile, has all kinds of information about the sort of music that he generally produces. It's a wide range of stuff. But this is a project that he's put out under this pseudonym called Doom Folk Starter Kit, in which he records sketches of songs, demos, if you will, in about an hour, and then just puts them out there. So instead of laboring over them and just beating himself up over the intricate details of everything, he's just letting it happen, recording it, and then releasing it, moving on to the next thing. There's definitely nothing wrong with spending a bunch of time in the recording studio and laboring over love and really working through the intricate parts of it. But I think there's also something really wonderful about kind of just doing something and letting it go and putting it out into the world. So this is from his April collection of songs. It actually has a proper title. That title is Documenting Fear, etc. There's two more sketchbooks, the July sketchbook, and then another one called Documenting Shifts. They're all really worth listening to. It's interesting just to hear someone's process, and they are gentle and pleasant, and they're nice. They're really nice songs, and I don't think they really need a whole lot more work than what they already are. So good job, David Swick. I'm looking forward to hearing more from that. Seems like a really good scenario for a Bandcamp subscription. I'd throw you $2 every month just to hear more of these. Do check out this particular sketchbook. The fourth track is a Dirty Projectors with David Byrne cover. It's called Naughty Pine. It's a really wonderful version of the song if you are familiar with it. And if you're not familiar with it, it's a wonderful song that you should hear. And then you should check out the original because it's great. Anyway, thank you, Doom Folk Starter Kit. Side note, phenomenal name for a project, Doom Folk Starter Kit. Here's a song from a band called Patsy, brand new to me. A little more energetic than Doom Folk, but still in a nice medium kind of flair here. This song's called Black Bangs. Thank you. That was Black Bangs from Patsy. From what I can tell, based on the internet, that looks to be two guys making all that music. And at that point, there's only two tracks available. That one that you just heard, Black Bangs, and another one called Pat's Chord Pool. There's something kind of achingly melancholy about the vocals on that. I also think there's something a little subdued and a little bit sinister about that song as well. Not something I hear too often, and I am really looking forward to hearing like the full album that goes along with that. I know it exists. I just don't know when it's coming out. So Black Bangs, definitely one to keep an eye on. I'd love to see that live, see how that translates. So if anyone hears of a Patsy, P-A-T-Z-Y, anyone hears of a Patsy show coming up, please shoot a note my way because I want to be there. All right, let's keep it going. This next band is called Your Gaze, and the song is called Depth. The band is very aptly named, which I think if you're familiar with genres, you will get it as soon as you hear it. I'm going to give you 20 seconds to guess what genre you would put this in based on the name Your Gaze. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
All right. Did you guess shoegaze as the genre? You kind of had to, right? There's not really much else that that would fit into in terms of genre. So that was Your Gaze with the song Depth off of the album Noise Dive. There's a full album of tracks that kind of fit into that same mold. And I kind of found like picking out one was difficult. But I landed on Depth because it sort of filled me with unease listening to it, which sounds like an odd reason to pick a song. But I can recall listening to My Bloody Valentine when I was a younger lad and diving into like Loveless and feeling kind of almost ill a little bit from the guitar tones and just the production of it. And this sort of evoked some of those same feelings for me. I know that's maybe not a review that you would expect for music to say like, oh, it kind of made me feel uneasy, but I like that unease. I like that that makes me feel different and it makes me pay attention, that it evokes a physical, visceral response listening to it. I like listening to it very loud. So please check out that album, Noise Dive. It's great, and it's best enjoyed very loud. So go check out that full album, Noise Dive, from Your Gaze. See, it works. It works well with the genre. All right, up next is a song from Reality Something, a band that you have probably heard of from like The Cream or just around town if you're paying a little bit of attention. This song's called Hate Yourself. It's off of the album Life Noise that came out in May. Let's just give it a listen. Here we go.
Our love is an open sore. Place to scream, I need to breathe, I wanna sleep till Monday. Dear diary, read my letters, then you'll all see. Do you hate yourself now?
Try to forget all the things that you
Okay, that was Reality Something with Hate Yourself off of the album Life Noise, again, that came out in May. Definitely a bit more upbeat than what we'd been listening to with the previous three tracks, but I told you that's the way it was going to go. It's going to increase in energy as we go along. That track definitely has a 90s vibe to it. I keep things positive here, and I hope that this is taken in the supportive spirit in which it is intended, but I hear a very heavy Alanis Morissette vibe there. Where I hear Nirvana with Bully or Veruca Salt with Sad Baxter, I get an Alanis Morissette vibe here. It's not meant as a bad thing, and I've said it many times before. I think wearing your influences on your sleeve is kind of a good thing. Gives some instant context and some instant relatability to some songs, and that's what I'm hearing with Reality Something. So go check out their album Life Noise and see if you agree. I think they've been doing really well lately, and I hope they continue to do so. All right, so we're going to listen to a brand new song, came out extremely recently. It's from an album that is not yet released. This is Lasso Spells with Yeah Right off of the upcoming album Bohemian Mechanics. Here's Lasso Spells.
Times in the ether, baby, where the voices bleed soft and low. Moves through us like a love song crawling out an old-time radio. Transmission to the upper air, it's the only way to fly. Yeah. Space of a far out place where it ends, we cannot know. Transmission to the upper air, it's the only way to fly. Yeah, right. Realize when you close your eyes, then you're really able to observe. As it builds inside you, throwing out to despair. Pollen waves are crashing down, trying to believe in something we paid for. Nothingness is nothing less than I was doing just what you told. Both high and low, like a feeling something's always there when you're in a room all alone. Transmission to the upper air, it's the only way to fly.
That crazy outro there. That was Lasso Spells with Yeah Right off of the upcoming album Bohemian Mechanics that is due in 2018 on the Cold Fantasy record label coming out of Brooklyn. We played Lasso Spells back on episode 100 with the song New and You off their album Stuck in a Shape, which you can hear or purchase or stream on all the different places. So if you like that and you want to hear a prior version of it, go check out Stuck in a Shape and then, you know, keep an eye on the Lasso Spells mailing list and website and Facebook for information about the upcoming album Bohemian Mechanics. There's some crazy lyrics in there. I believe I heard him say, nothingness is nothing less than doing what you're told. That sounds like a cool nihilistic call to arms. I like it. There's like a interesting psychedelic Western vibe going on there, and that's great by me. What more can be said? Nihilistic call to arms in a psychedelic Western vibe. Sign me up. Bohemian Mechanics. Bring it on. All right. Next is a band called Cave Mode Shake with the song Good Girl. I reviewed this on the We Own This Town site a while back and then unfortunately tweeted that the name of the band was Cave Mode Shack. That is a horrible typo on my part and definitely a very different vibe than Cave Mode Shake. So this is not Cave Mode Shack. This is Cave Mode Shake with Good Girl.
Don't show.
That was Good Girl from Cave Mode Shake off of the Time Traveler's Party EP. I found this from browsing the Deli Nashville. Do you read that? Anybody read that? I hope so. They're doing some good coverage. I think their website's not my favorite thing to browse. Sorry. I know I keep it positive here, but I had to say it. But the content there is really worth a regular gander. If you still use bookmarks, which you should, go bookmark that site and make sure to drop in on it at least once a week and read up on what they're covering. It's good to have as many voices as possible supporting Nashville musicians and Nashville artists, and they're one of those voices. So give it a gander. That album, EP, Time Traveler's Party, cites The Strokes, My Morning Jacket, Tame Impala, and Radiohead as their influences, which frankly is a bold move. As I said before, wearing your influences on your sleeve is a great thing, but openly stating where you're coming from is tricky. That you can really set some expectations improperly by doing that. Like, hey, we're a band that loves Radiohead. And then someone listens to your music and you're like, you don't sound like Radiohead. Why would you ever say that you sound like Radiohead? It's tricky. It's dangerous. It's a fine line. Fortunately, I think Cave Mode Shake is doing a great job kind of skating that line and really paying proper homage to those influences. Go and listen to the EP and tell me that you don't hear those things coming through. It's still original. It's still their own thing, but that's where they're coming from. Good job. Cave Mode Shake, not Cave Mode Shack. I will forever feel embarrassed by that. What a typo. All right. This is a song called Well Rested from the band Dancers. Let's do it. Another long outro of cool, swirly things. That was Well Rested from Dancers. There's only 3 songs available from Dancers on the Bandcamp that I was able to find. If there's more, I would love to find them, but so far I've only found these 3. There's 2 other tracks, Charity Cartel and Flight 74. I had a really hard time picking which one I would play here on the show because I really like them all a lot. They've all been in very regular rotation for me. But I think those squirrely electronics happening in the background throughout the entirety of the track really grabbed me and stuck with me, and that's why I picked it. So it is a bit more subdued of a song than you, and you know, you might be saying, hey, that song was better suited for the top of the show when you were doing slower stuff. What are you doing? Why are you putting it here at the end where you said you were going to play more upbeat, bigger stuff? But you know what? Let me make my own playlist. Let me do my thing my own way. Also, that drum machine beat is super fun and upbeat, and I think it deserves to be at the super fun and upbeat part of the show. Or playlists are just like a kind of a subjective art, and you kind of put songs where you think they fit the best, and I think that's where Dancers fits the best. I'm really loving this song. I'm definitely rambling here, but I'm really enjoying what they're doing. I want to see them live. I want to hear more music from them. Very into it. So thank you, Dancers. Please keep doing what you're doing. All right, let's close out the show here with what would presumably be the most upbeat song of the playlist. This is a new track from Ron Gallo. The song's called It's All Gonna Be Okay. It's All Gonna Be Okay from Ron Gallo off of his forthcoming album Stardust Birthday Party. Yeah, seems to be a theme going on here. That song also ended with a bunch of cool, weird, swirly outro goodness, which we heard several times this episode. And it also kind of had like an interesting nihilistic vibe to it, which we've heard from a couple other tracks. I think earlier I said that I can't really tell if this song is an optimistic cry for humanity or a nihilistic plea for giving up. It's all going to be okay, but I guess really the context of how you approach that really makes a big difference. So, hey, yeah, whatever. It's going to work out some way. All right. Thanks, everyone. That's it. That's volume 114 of the show. If you liked it, let me know. If you hated it, let me know. If you felt completely ambivalent about it, well, you probably won't let me know, but please do let me know. We are at We Own This Town on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. We're all over the place. Hit me up. Give me some feedback. Just like a tweet, you know, maybe like a post, something like that. Those are good. If you want to go on iTunes and review us, that's also cool. But really, I'm going to keep doing this regardless. I'm just throwing this out into the world, and hopefully someone's hearing it. That's really all you can do, right? Why would you like market it or advertise it or try and promote it? That's ridiculous. Just make it and put it out there. I'm just kidding. I market and promote it. Anyway, definitely rambling. Let's see if any of this gets cut. I really appreciate everyone listening. Thanks so much. Until next time, take care. Bye.